SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, dengan musim panas yang semakin mendekat, pihak berwenang meminta agar para perenang untuk berhati-hati karena jumlah orang tenggelam tahun ini telah melonjak 10% sejak tahun lalu. Berikut ini sebuah rangkuman tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Wolfgang Müller. Australia terkenal di dunia karena pantainya yang indah. Sayangnya, mereka juga merupakan lokasi utama di mana terjadi tragedi. Angka yang dikeluarkan oleh Royal Life Saving Society Australia menunjukkan bahwa selama 12 bulan terakhir, 276 orang mati tenggelam secara fatal di Australia. Ini kenaikan 10% dari tahun sebelumnya. Banyak insiden tenggelam melibatkan migran baru dan pendatang baru, demikian dikatakan oleh Stacey Pigeon dari Royal Life Saving Society Australia.
We've done a 10-year drowning analysis of people who were born overseas, which did show that 27% of total drowning deaths were actually people who were born overseas.
Alasan utama tingginya persentase kematian itu adalah kurangnya pengalaman akan bahaya pantai dan kurangnya keterampilan berenang, demikian menurut Stacey Pigeon.
We know people coming from backgrounds where recreating and socializing around water isn't the norm. Lots of people might come from countries where water is more used for work purposes or for chores and those types of things. So when they come to Australia, they want to get into the Australian way of life but never really had the skills or experience to be safe around the water.
Dan ada faktor penting lain yang berkontribusi besar pada kecelakaan tenggelam, yaitu konsumsi alkohol.
We also know that alcohol plays a major factor as well, and that's for people of all backgrounds, regardless. Unfortunately, alcohol is a bit of an issue that's related to an increase in drowning deaths.
Clinton Rose adalah manajer layanan pantai untuk Dewan Pantai Utara yang mencakup pantai Selancar Manly yang terkenal. Ia mengatakan ada pesan jelas yang harus diikuti oleh setiap orang yang datang untuk berkunjung agar dapat berenang dengan aman.
Don't swim unless there's some flags up and make sure that you swim between the flags. Get those basic messages across and also learn how to swim. Enjoy yourself, come down the beach, but you've got to be able to swim first.
Clinton Rose mengatakan jika ada keraguan apakah aman untuk turun ke air, tanyakan hal itu kepada penjaga pantai atau lifesaver di tempat itu.
There is some inherent dangers, but if you can do some research, even if it's on the internet, talk to lifesavers when you come to the beach, get them to show you where the dangers are and where you shouldn't swim, you're going to be in a much better position to look after yourself as well.
Tenggelam terjadi dengan cepat. Orang dewasa dapat kehilangan kesadaran dalam waktu hanya sekitar 1 menit. Itulah mengapa penting untuk meminta bantuan dengan segera. Demikian menurut Clinton Rose.
First thing is do not panic, because if you panic, what happens is you use up a lot of energy, and what happens is your brain gets starved of oxygen, you can't think clearly. So the best thing is to try and float on your back as best as you can float, and you put your hand in the air and you yell for help. Now, what happens is that a lot of other people, not just the lifeguards, are aware of what to do. You might have a board rider come over and help you, might be another swimmer, but the most important thing is not to panic, and just to float, and if you start to get into trouble, don't feel embarrassed, make sure you ask for help early.
Garnam Singh adalah pendidik masyarakat olahraga, pendidikan dan kebudayaan India Australia yang membantu siswa asing menikmati sepenuhnya pengalaman mereka di Australia. Ia mengatakan memberi informasi kepada pendatang baru tentang budaya pantai Australia yang unik dan bahaya arus di bawah air adalah bagian dari apa yang dilakukan oleh organisasi nirlabanya itu. Garnam Singh mengatakan beberapa pendatang baru membahayakan nyawa mereka karena ketidaktahuan mereka.
But it's not just only I'm talking about swimming. Maybe some people they just go for extra mile to take a selfie or maybe taking a photo. Like I think the last year there was an incident and someone is taking a selfie and he just fall down and he just died.
Bagi semua migran baru yang bepergian ke pantai, Garnam Singh memiliki saran berikut ini.
Always remember the golden rule to stay safe. When in doubt, don't go out, especially on the beach.
Aturan yang sama berlaku untuk memancing, yang merupakan kegiatan populer di kalangan anggota dari banyak komunitas migran. Memancing dijuluki olahraga paling berbahaya di Australia. Setiap tahun, air pasang tinggi, kondisi yang licin dan gelombang yang besar telah mengklaim kehidupan orang yang tidak berpengalaman. Stacy Pigeon mengatakan penting untuk meminimalkan risiko tenggelam.
So we do encourage people and recommend that people wear a life jacket whenever they go fishing, whether it be off a boat or off rocks. You never know, people do get swept into the water and they don't intend to be in the water, so a life jacket can save your life.
Menjadi seorang penjaga kehidupan atau life saver sukarela mungkin tampak seperti pekerjaan impian, di mana Anda dapat menggabungkan bekerja di beberapa pantai paling indah di dunia, sementara pada saat yang sama membantu menyelamatkan nyawa. Banyak pelatihan diperlukan untuk pekerjaan itu. Namun, Clinton Rose mengatakan ada peluang bagi orang-orang dari semua latar belakang.
We have people that come from Europe, from South America. At present, we've got a gentleman who's from a Greek background, who is a very good lifeguard. This gentleman has done some amazing rescues. So it doesn't necessarily matter where you're from, as long as you can learn and understand what the ocean's about, you could work as a lifeguard.
Nah, pendengar, demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang saran-saran untuk mencegah bahaya tenggelam di pantai yang dapat mengklaim nyawa, terutama di pantai-pantai Australia.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.